many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Exodus 31, the verses 12 to 17. Exodus chapter 31, verse 12 to 17. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Say to the Israelites, you must observe my Sabbaths. This will be a sign between me and you for the generations to come, so you may know that I am the Lord who makes you holy. Observe the Sabbath because it is holy to you. Anyone who desecrates it is to be put to death. Those who do any work on that day must be cut off from their people. For 6 days work is to be done, but the seventh day is a day of Sabbath rest, holy to the Lord. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day is to be put to death. The Israelites are to observe the Sabbath, celebrating it for the generations to come as a lasting covenant. It will be a sign between me and the Israelites forever, for in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed." My theme for reflection is the God who rests and renews. The God who rests and renews. The covenant we keep by trust. A friend once joked that modern life has two speeds, fast and frantic. Between school runs, shift work, deadlines, and the endless stream of notifications, many of us have forgotten what it means to stop. One man recently confessed that even when he sits still, his mind keeps sprinting. "I don't know how to rest anymore," he said. "I only know how to recover." And that, in essence, is our modern dilemma. We recover just enough to keep running, but rarely stop long enough to remember why we are running. In Exodus 31, 12 to 17, God interrupts Israel's motion with a command that sounds almost scandalous to our overworked ears. "You must observe my Sabbaths, for this will be a sign between me and you for generations to come." The Sabbath was not merely a day off, it was a covenant sign, a declaration that Israel belonged to a God who works and then rests. In a world where every nation's worth was measured by its productivity, God set his people apart by commanding them to pause. Their rest was their witness. The problem, however, was never simply the calendar, it was the heart. The people of Israel struggled to trust that God would provide if they stopped. The temptation was always to work just a bit more, to gather just a bit extra manna, to believe that survival depended on their effort rather than on God's faithfulness. But God's covenant was clear. To rest is to trust. To observe the Sabbath was to declare, "We are not sustained by our labor, but by his love." When Jesus Christ entered history, he confronted this same struggle in a new form. The Sabbath had become a legal burden rather than a liberating sign. The Pharisees, in their zeal to protect it, had turned it into a prison of rules. But Jesus healed on the Sabbath, not to break the law, but to restore its meaning. "The Sabbath was made for man," he said, "not man for the Sabbath." In Christ, the rhythm of creation meets the rhythm of redemption. His cross becomes the new covenant, sealed not with stone tablets, but with his own blood. The Sabbath, once a symbol of rest from labor, becomes a sign of rest in grace. The 21st century theologian Jürgen Moltmann once wrote, "Creation culminates not in work, but in the Sabbath, in the festival of peace between heaven and earth." That is the heart of Exodus 31. God's command to rest is not a restriction, it is an invitation. It reminds us that the world is not upheld by our exhaustion, but by his mercy. When we stop, we are not losing time. We are gaining perspective. We are remembering who is truly in control. And what does this mean for us today? It means learning to resist the tyranny of endless work. It means rediscovering that holiness includes joy, laughter, and presence. It means believing that the God who rested still reigns when we stop checking emails, striving to prove ourselves, or fearing what might fall apart if we pause. Perhaps the most radical act of faith in our generation is not doing more, but doing less and trusting more. To rest is to remember that we are finite but loved, limited but chosen, small but sustained by infinite grace. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in your life are you resisting God's invitation to rest because of fear or control? Number two, what would it look like for you to trust God enough to stop, to let go of something you have been trying to manage alone? And now our practical exercise for the day. Today, take one intentional hour to rest in God's presence. No phones, no work, no noise. Simply sit, breathe, pray, and thank God that the world and your worth does not depend on your performance. Eternal God, you who created, blessed, and rested, teach us the sacred art of stopping. Forgive us for believing that everything depends on us. Heal the anxiety that drives our constant striving. Help us to enter your rest, to trust your timing, your provision, and your grace. May our rest become a testimony to the world that you are enough. Through Christ, our true Sabbath, and our eternal peace, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.